T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, it is the divisional round of the playoffs, and you could hear all four games right here on The Fan, courtesy of Westwood One. One of those four games is the Niners and Packers in Green Bay. I think the temperature is supposed to be like 1 degree at the start of the game. Saturday night, 8:15. On the call, Kevin Harlan, James Lofton, Ben Lieber, and the Hall of Famer, James Lofton, is with us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. James, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
I feel like I should go put on more clothing.
It's going to be brutal out, but you're used to this. Yeah, I mean, I think you are. I mean, it's been a while since you played, but yeah, do you still feel like you're used to it, or you're like, nah, it's been enough years, I'm not used to it anymore?
Yeah, it's been enough years, but the thing that I realized is that for the players who have to play in it for the first time at such a high-stakes level, and I'm looking at some of the young 49ers, guys who are really critical in their offense. Brandon Ayuk went to school at Arizona State. Deebo Samuel went to school at South Carolina. And then their running back, Elijah Mitchell, Louisiana. So I don't know if these guys have ever played in weather this cold, but it does make a difference. It makes a difference with their footing. The ball is slicker. Now, they may all come up with big games, but that first time you have to get it done. And maybe the guy that they look to is George Kittle from Iowa. Yeah. So he can help them out a little bit.
You mentioned the cold weather, and I'm curious your thoughts on Garoppolo having to battle that thumb, that shoulder injury, with the cold conditions. You know, taking a shot on one of those injuries certainly is not going to be too delightful, to say the least.
Well, it's funny when it's warm, your body's a whole lot more pliable. You can stretch better, you can swing better. You know, you think about when you go out to play a round of golf. And if you're used to golfing when it's 70 or 80 degrees, and then you get talked into going out to play golf when it's 50, you feel like it's freezing. You feel stiff. And all. So imagine the 49ers who've been practicing in Santa Clara. It's probably 55, 60 degrees. They played in Dallas last week, and I remember one close-up shot of Jimmy Garoppolo, and there's sweat all over his face. We will not see that this week, I can guarantee you.
We're talking with Hall of Famer James Lofton. James, you know, you speak from experience when it comes to having to adjust to the cold weather, right? You were born and raised in California.
Exactly.
You went to college at Stanford, right? So you get drafted by the Packers, sixth overall in 78. You're 22 years old, I believe, in your rookie season. So what was that adjustment like? But, you know, obviously early in the season, not a big deal. But by the time you got to the late point of that 1978 season, how tough an adjustment was it for you?
Well, we had no indoor practice facility. And I remember it as if it were yesterday. Bart Starr came up to me. He could tell that I was, you know, a little bit uncomfortable. We didn't have gloves either. Right. And he handed me one of those little tiny hand warmers. And he goes, here, this will help. You know what? It didn't. but I really took it kind of as the badge of honor to be able to play in cold weather.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had some really good games when it was cold. And so when the temperature went down, the one thing that I did, and I know this sounds a little kooky, I didn't wear anything extra on my legs. I didn't wear the long tights. I didn't wear extra stuff like that. And then on my arms, I just wore a long sleeve T-shirt. And that was it.
Right.
Because I thought that the ability to be able to move was more important than being bundled up and being warm.
Interesting, especially back when you played, when the pads were much bigger and heavier than they are these days, right? Yeah. You know, James, I'm curious, you know, all the time, broadcasters are unfairly accused, in my opinion, of being biased for one team or another when, you know, even when they have no allegiance to one team or another, because every fan base and every member of that fan base is their biased. And so if you're not being a homer for their team, but when you're doing a Packers game, obviously you spent the crux of your career as a Green Bay Packer.
Not only a Packers game, but a Packers game with Kevin Harlan, whose father, Bob Harlan, was the general manager and helped redesign Lambeau Field. So I believe at the beginning of our broadcast, we should give a little shout out to the Green Bay Packers and say that, you know, we're going to try and be unbiased as possible during the course of this game.
But is it tricky to
do?
Well,
what happens is, what really happens is that you do end up slanting toward the team that's going to win the game.
Yeah, that's true.
And I know that sounds corny. I had a game just at the end of the season with CBS, the Los Angeles Chargers. I think it was the 16th game of the year, maybe the 15th game of the year. And they were traveling to play the Houston Texans, a game that they needed to win to get into the playoffs, because if they won the last three games, that would guarantee them a spot to get into the playoffs. And so I'm all prepared and all ready for the Chargers and what they're going to do, and how can they stop Justin Herbert, and Nick Bosa is going to eat them up, and Derwin James is going to kill them. And the Texans won, and they won convincingly. And it took me maybe a quarter and a half to kind of go, Davis Mills is playing quarterback for the Texans, and he just completed a pass to Brandon Cooks. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, so it takes a while to jump on and jump off a bandwagon. And it takes, you know, I was listening to Tony Romo trying to do the Dallas Cowboys. And he is, you know, unapologetically a Dallas Cowboy. And so and that doesn't wash away easily. So there was some disappointment when Dallas didn't do well, as opposed to talking about what the opposing team was doing well. So those are always factors. But I am from the Bay Area, so how does that jibe with everything?
James, I'm curious your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers in this game, and you know if there's pressure on him and pressure on Green Bay to get this victory and get them to a Super Bowl to secure him coming back for another season. Where do you see that whole thing kind of shaking out?
Well, nice leading question. You did a good job there, and. You know, I believe for Aaron Rodgers, he is at the legacy point of his career. And whether this career spans one, two, three, four, five more years, we don't know that. But it's getting to the point where he wants to cement his legacy. You had the play against Tampa Bay on third down where should he have run? We're not going to go for it on fourth down. He didn't know that. So you had that, and it even came up, you know, tongue-in-cheek while he was hosting Jeopardy. But it is getting to the point where you want a little more. And I really don't mean that. You want it all. And I think Davante Adams wants it all. David Bakhtiari wants it all. Za'Darius Smith wants it all. So you have to have those players on your team. Not just do they want to win, but they want it all. And they want to really beat their opponent. Not edge them out. You know, the Packers played a lot of close games this year. And sometimes you play a lot of close games and you're not as good as your record. But I think this year that they were as good as their record. They won 13 games for the third time in a row. They were able to win games in different fashions, whether it was a defensive stop late in the game, whether it was a special teams play, whether it was a winning field goal by Mason Crosby, who didn't have a great year kicking. And so they're really close.
We're talking with Hall of Famer James Lofton. You know, obviously, of the four playoff games, James, this is clearly the biggest gap between the quality of the quarterback, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Jimmy Garoppolo, it's not even close. Is there too much of a difference in this NFL where the quarterbacks are just even more important than they've ever been, I think? Is there too big a difference between Rodgers and Garoppolo for the Niners to have a legit shot, or is that crazy?
I don't think so, because the Niners can dominate a game with their running game. What they've been able to do, the way that they're – and the one thing that I'm looking at is when you have Deebo Samuel in the backfield and you're playing with, you know, what I'm going to call 11 personnel, one tight end and one other running back, and you ship that other running back out, does the linebacker go out to cover that running back? And now do you have a cornerback right there almost at middle linebacker trying to cover Deebo Samuel if he goes in motion out the backfield, but he's really going to run? So now you've got that cornerback trying to clog up the run lanes, and that's not something that they're adept at.
Hey, James, let's take a look at some of these other games this weekend. Titans-Bengals, the early game here on Saturday. You know, Joe Burrow gets the Bengals off the schneid, first playoff win in 31 years, and the Titans coming in as the number one seed, getting King Henry back, it appears, at running back. How do you see this one shaking out?
I think this is a truly interesting game. When you look at the Bengals last week, 31 years since they had had a playoff victory, they scored 26 points, but they kicked four field goals. And in that game, three of those field goals came in the red zone. And you're thinking a team with Ja'Marr Chase, with Joe Mixon, they'd be able to punch the ball in. And I believe that's what the Bengals need to do. Think about if they score two more touchdowns as opposed to two more field goals. I mean, it's really a lopsided game, and I think that's where the Bengals could possibly be headed. You know, I'm looking at Tennessee Titans, and I like to call them the Big Three. That's what they were supposed to be when the season started, and that's A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and King Henry. Derrick Henry was on pace to rush for over 1,900 yards when he went out after Week 8. He's been out of work since for about 10 weeks now in real time. So he's had enough time to hopefully get 100% healthy, which I think will help the play-action passing game for Ryan Tannehill, who was okay but not really great this year. 21 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. You know, that's not, you know, great numbers, right? Because you look at Joe Burrow, and he was 34-14. So there's a gap there in quarterback play that people aren't really talking about. And I believe that this could be the biggest upset of the weekend.
Nice. Hope you're right. James Lofton, Hall of Famer with us. James, another one of your former teams, the Buffalo Bills. You had a good run with the Bills as well towards the end of your career. This is the best Bills team since those great Bills teams that fell short in the Super Bowl, obviously. The quarterback's playing as well as any quarterback in the league. Their running game's picked up here of late with Devin Singletary really coming around finally in this last month or so. Obviously, we know they have good wide receivers. I mean, they're just a really good team. Are the Bills and Chiefs, with maybe the Packers, the two or three best teams in the league right now?
Well, you know, you don't have to kind of rank teams anymore because they're going to go head-to-head. You know, you rank teams in college football because they never play each other, and then in late November they play Podunk State. But in this ball game, the Buffalo Bills last week, they scored the first seven times they had the ball. Not just scored, but they had touchdowns.
Right.
That, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't happen. And so now, because you're on such a roll and going down that highway so fast, what happens when you hit a speed bump, when you go three and out, or you have a turnover, and you're doing this on the road as opposed to in front of your home crowd? So I think for the Buffalo Bills, it's going to be controlling that emotional energy. Because, yes, you know what, Patrick Mahomes might score. Their defense might stop us. But I remember Marty Schottenheimer, when I coached with the San Diego Chargers, saying, don't look at the scoreboard until all the zeros are up there. And he was talking about when the game is over, because you've got to continue to play. And I think for the Buffalo Bills, that's going to be critical for their mindset to go in there and play. And don't worry about the scoreboard. Don't worry about what's going on early in the ball game. If you hit a couple of speed bumps going down the highway, because it can't be as smooth a sailing as it was last week for the Buffalo Bills.
All right, James, the last game, the Los
There's
Angeles
another one?
There is another one. Another. It's a great weekend of football, man. Rams and Tampa Bay. You know,
now,
Tom Brady.
I can only comment on the Rams if you know my statistics when I played for the Rams.
Well, Adam, pull his stats up.
I'll give him to you right now. I caught one for 18 from Jim Everett.
Okay. Well, there you go.
The first thing that was it. Unfairly, I think the first thing I think of Jim Everett is when he beat up Jim Rome that time.
That's not unfair.
It's not unfair. You think it's okay?
Yeah, I guess it was.
All right, let's start with the Rams and your forte wide receiver. How about the Cooper Kupp, and then they pick up OBJ, and OBJ's had a nice little stretch here to finish the season. How big of a pickup was that for the Rams?
Well, I'm almost worn out on Cooper Kupp because I'm trying to think of more great things to say about him, and what do I compare him to? Stop and start ability, great. Reading coverages, great. Speed, much better than what people give him credit for. Hands, great. Toughness, off the chart, because he does the dirty work, and he's not worried about his body, and then run after the catch. I've never seen guys look more foolish than trying to stop him. Because it's different now in the NFL. They want to kind of knock you down. Well, if you don't wrap him up, you're not going to knock him down, because he has what a lot of running backs have, and it's the new terminology out there, and I think I was one of the first ones to say it, the contact balance. So when somebody bumps into you a little bit when you're running a route, it doesn't throw you off the route, or it doesn't keep you from being able to catch that ball in the 50-50 balls, because you're going to be contacted a little bit. The officials are going to let them play. And Cooper Kupp just plays straight through it.
He really does. How about Odell, James? He didn't fit here for whatever reason. We wanted him badly. I blame Baker for a lot of that, maybe the coach as well. I don't know. Why do you think it didn't work here, and it has worked at least to some degree with the Rams?
I think this is kind of like real estate, where they talk about location, location, location. Yeah. And he loved being in New York. Where's the next best place for bright lights? Maybe Los Angeles. Where would you go after that? Either Vegas or Dallas. So I think the bright lights, he loves that. And I think he loves being in a competitive stage right now where he can feel that championship run coming, and you can see it in his play.
You think they're able to get by Tom Brady? It's hard to bet against them, but what do you think?
Well, Tom Brady doesn't play a lot of defense. And
that's true.
This offense, they got a lot of different prongs in it. You have Sony Michel, Cam Akers came back last week. You got Higbee, the tight end. So they can do damage if you can't get after Matthew Stafford. Because if you let him throw unassailed from the pocket, and that's kind of the result of the run game functioning well, then you could be in for a long, long afternoon.
James, great stuff, man. We really appreciate you taking the time. James will be on the call along with Kevin Harlan, Ben Lieber on the sidelines. 49ers and Packers, one of four Westwood One games that you can hear right here on The Fan. 49ers-Packers, the game starts at 8:15. It's the second game on Saturday night. James, we appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.